Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for April 3rd, 2024. This is Tony Dribus. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Corn and wheat futures were higher in overnight trading on concerns about the crops in Brazil. The U.S. Department of Agriculture lowered its outlook for Brazilian production of corn in the 2023-2024 marketing year due to an El Niño weather system, according to an attaché report from the agency's post in Brasilia. Corn output is now forecast to fall to 122 million metric tons in the current marketing year. If realized, that would be down from 124 million a year earlier. The El Niño pattern also has posed a significant challenge for wheat output in the South American country. Wheat output is now projected at 8.2 million metric tons in the 2023-2024 marketing year, up from 8.1 million a year earlier. Still, production likely would have been higher if not for the weather pattern. Heavy rainfall has severely impacted crops in the southern region, which is responsible for over 85% of the country's wheat production, the attaché report said. As a result, the availability of high-quality wheat in Brazil has reduced, leading to an increase in imports, although mill agents say they are still fully stocked. Corn futures were up 2 cents to 428.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for May delivery added 4.5 cents to 549¾ a bushel, and Kansas City futures gained 8¼ cents to 571.5 a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery rose 3 cents to 1177 a bushel. Soy meal fell 60 cents to 327.70 a short ton, and soy oil gained 0.39 cents to 48.99 cents a pound. The Iowa Legislature's Appropriations Committee on Tuesday recommended passage of a bill that would require gas stations in the state to update dispensers so they're compatible with increasing blends of ethanol. The bill, called House Study Bill 742, would require stations have pumps compatible with 15% blend of ethanol or E15 until 2025, E40 until 2030, and E85 thereafter. Bill 742 would mean gas stations would have until July 1st, 2025 to make their pumps ready for E40 blends. By July 1st, 2030, they would need to be ready to dispense E85. The same transition period applies to a retail dealer when installing, replacing, or converting a certain section of the infrastructure that had been used to dispense E15, the bill said. In that case, the new infrastructure must be compatible with E85, except for one section of the infrastructure extending from the shear valve through to the dispenser breakaway. The bill was introduced on March 25th and referred to the Appropriations Committee. A subcommittee composed of 3 members of the House moved the bill to the full committee on March 27th. Ethanol production in Iowa jumped last year to a record 4.6 billion gallons. Output of the biofuel nationally rose to 15.6 billion gallons in 2023, up from 15.4 million a year earlier, according to the Renewable Fuels Association. The U.S. accounted for 53% of global ethanol production last year. In weather, snow and strong winds continue to hammer the state of Wisconsin, where blizzard warnings, winter storm warnings, and winter weather advisories have been issued. In northern Wisconsin, as much as 2 feet of snow is expected with the storm, which is forecast to end around 8 p.m. tonight, the National Weather Service said in a report early this morning. Winds will gust up to 45 miles an hour. Travel will be very difficult to impossible, the NWS said. Areas of blowing snow could significantly reduce visibility. The combination of wet snow and gusty winds will bring down tree branches and cause power outages. Wind advisories are in effect until late tonight in much of Iowa and northern Missouri. In central Iowa, northwest winds will be sustained from 35 to 40 miles per hour today, with gusts of up to 55 miles per hour in the forecast, the agency said. Gusty winds will blow around unsecured objects, the NWS said. Tree limbs could be blown down and a few power outages may result.